This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, 7 after the hour, time for our weekly review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the stories, the items, the issues, if you will. I find it interesting that we have decided to pay so much attention to Rodrigo Duterte. He'll be in the people list, as well as a conversation that was started this week on a talk radio reviewer's website. Does talk radio contribute to our depressed society? I guess you gotta think about whether you think our society is depressed. And if it is it because if you're a big listener to talk radio and you listen to all the negativity that's on a lot of these talk radio programs, does what this person says make sense? Are we contributing to the most, we are, according to many different studies, the most depressed country in the world. We have so much news media. We have so much media. We have so much access to so many devices. We have too much information. People are on information overload. They can't handle it. In terms of quality years of life that are lost because of us being so worried and frightened about things. People in other countries are not. Look at how the Italians live, the French. And if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, you know that stuff. Generally speaking, looking at public health metrics, measuring the overall burden of depression and disease, the U.S. ranks third for bipolar depressive disorders, just after India and China, which I found fascinating that India is that depressed and China is that depressed a society. There are also, schizophrenia, anxiety, all kinds of mental disorders. One in five adults in our country experiences some kind of mental illness, according to the National Alliance on Mental Illnesses. 41% of those who are affected get help for it. And there are lots of different causes for it, some depending on, again, the news media listed in here, talk radio listed in here, drugs listed in here as a reason for being depressed. There are a lot of health issues. People who are bipolar often have a lot of women who are in their years for the problems. How am I going to tactfully discuss this? Because it's not easy to tactfully discuss what's going on in your body if you're going through menopause. If you had your thyroid out, there was a new study out this week about what happens if you don't have your thyroid to your mental attitudes, all kinds of stuff floating around. But no matter what, we are such a privileged nation, and one of the privileges we have is access to news media, and the news media gives us things to talk about, thus the whole rise of the news talk radio movement, which is what we talk about in this program, and a rise in the amount of depression in our society. So, one and all, what do you think? Does it make sense? Are we a more depressed society because, are you more depressed? That's the individual question. Are you more depressed because you spend a lot of time listening to some of these conversations on the news talk radio stations and with the news talk host? We'll find out what the roundabout is with regard to that. It's now 12 minutes past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com. On behalf of Doug, Jen, and me, we look forward to hearing from you.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
It's time for the biggest bridal sale of the season at David's Bridal, where you'll find the perfect dress for your style and your budget. Select wedding dresses, originally $300 to $600, are now just $99. Plus, take $20 off all bridesmaid dresses and save on everything for your head-to-toe look, including veils, shoes, lingerie, and more. Hurry in. This sale ends October 4th, only at David's Bridal.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Right, 15 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks that are the editors and publishers at Talkers Magazine, none of whom we can find at this moment. Who knows where they are? We'll figure it out. In the meantime, well, Michael's job is to go through the list of stories and people. I will do that in a formalized fashion. Then we'll have him, once we find him, do it in an informal fashion. The great thing about this is technology gives us so much, and then we become dependent on technology. And when it doesn't work, many people can't grab their butt and move their way through the snowstorm. I, however, your humble and obedient servant, Doug Steffen, can grab my butt and can move through the snowstorm. Number 10 on the story list, what's going on in sports talk radio, the continuing focus on football, which I find as a human being and as a single person a busy. I just can't imagine why people get so excited about this game. Major League Baseball playoffs, also big in the sports talk radio world, and that's the focus of number 10. Number 9, the sanctions against North Carolina for their overview or their way of trying to handle a situation with the transgender issue. Who's going to use what bathroom, that kind of stuff. Can you believe it? Oof. Also tied there are the discussions about Wells Fargo, the bank scandal, 5,300 people being fired at the bank because they made duplicate copies of people's records and took money out of accounts, put them into other accounts so they could get bonuses. Wow. What an outrage. Ooh. Number 8 item on the list, the countdown list this week, the president of the Philippines, Mr. Duterte, has been accused of killing 1,000 people when he was a mayor of one of the cities in the Philippines. Number 7, Commissioner Koskinen of the IRS being impeached by Congress. That's a really interesting reality. Alright, now I found Michael, or somebody found Michael. Where do we find Michael? Michael, where were you found?
He's trying to find modern.
So this doesn't work, Richie. There's no...
It's in a super secret phone booth in the basement in New York, Doug.
Okay.
He's got such valuable information.
Somebody's hiding him from the rest of us. All right, we'll see if we can straighten that out. I'll keep going with the list. The North Korean test, the nuclear test, and the ramifications for the Chinese and for the Japanese, and I suppose for the Americans and the rest of the world. When is somebody going to send a SWAT team over to do to him what was done to Mr. Bin Laden? And, in essence, could have been done to Saddam Hussein. Somebody get rid of this guy. All right, let's see. Number 5. I suppose you could say that of any of the people. There are a lot of people in America who say, let's get rid of those who are our enemies. And Vladimir Putin, some people think, is our enemy, so why can't we bump him off? Who's going to trace it to us? Could be anybody bumping him off. All right, let's see here. Can you imagine a war where you just had the presidents of countries fighting with each other? Let's say, because so we got a beef with the Russians. Instead of going to war with the Russians, we have Obama and Putin get into a ring and duke it out. Who's going to win that one? And what about the other places that we have? Let's put the leader of Daesh into a, he's going to get into a ring with a bunch of other. We'll put him in the ring with Angela Merkel, Prime Minister, Chancellor of Germany. She looks like she can handle herself pretty close. You understand the silly idea, but it's, you have all these tensions, all these people. It's the individuals who start the problem. You think the people in America really don't like the Russians? Why? What did the Russians ever do to you, or what do we ever do to the Russians? Nothing. It's the leadership, it's the mentality of those who are in charge that don't want to get along because it's to their advantage, it's to Putin's advantage to be more powerful, have control of more banks and weaponry and all of that sort of thing. That's good for him. But how does it serve the people of Russia? Doesn't really anymore. I mean, look at what really happens when we have when we look at our president. What really happens there? He sort of keeps a lid on what's going on in the country. But the way it's structured now, at the end of his term, whether it's a 4-year or 8-year term, he's going to become a very wealthy person. Whoever is president after they get out of the office, if they choose to become wealthy, and Bill Clinton did, so he did. Jimmy Carter did not choose to become wealthy, so he isn't. He's got his own family fortune from the peanut farm, but you know what I'm saying? He chose to give of his time in service. And now you can say Clinton did that too because he started the Clinton Foundation. They've helped a lot of people, but they've helped themselves along the way. And that's what most presidents, never mind just in America, but everywhere in the world, people who lead countries, when they're all done, they take very good care of themselves or they're very well taken care of. There's some food for thought. 21 after the hour.
Paid
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Three after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review. I'm going to give the pleasure of reviewing from his perspective the stories and the people to Michael Harrison, whom we have found wandering aimlessly down one of the main streets in New York.
I'm really sorry. I'm in a place that is the center of the communications world, but it's very hard to get an outside line.
Right, exactly. Isn't it great? Yeah,
it's crazy how the airwaves are just jammed up when you're surrounded by skyscrapers and all the radio.
Well, they use up all of the bandwidth, all of the the stuff. You know, we take for granted all this technology until it doesn't work. And when it doesn't work, what do you do?
Well, considering that you and I, you know, are in so many different cities and we conduct these broadcasts from so many remote locations, I think we have a pretty good track record of being there and making it work. So today's just one of those days. I'm glad I have a chance to join you, and you know, I have all the information. I gather you went through the charts.
Well, I always like to hear it from your perspective because there's a flavor that you give to this. You're the person who's done the research with your staff. I just take the information that you give me and give us, and I take a particular road, which I'm going to take with you after you go through the stories.
Okay, I'll go through them. But I do want to point out, though, that you know you're the real deal. You're on the front line dealing with all these issues every day on your radio show, on your weekly radio show. And there's nothing like having to face hours every day on the air to keep you in touch with what people are talking about and what's going on in the world. At number 10, we have the NFL action. The season is off and running, and it's already exciting. And Major League Baseball is coming to its, you know, crescendo. This is a great time for sports, beginning of football and the end of baseball. At number 9,
just to compare and contrast, I took the exact opposite approach to that, and that's why there's a good balance here. Yeah, I think I think football is a horrible, atrocious game, and the fact that it gets all this attention is an abysmal failure on the part of humanity. So,
I agree with you, and it's so much fun.
So there you go.
It's one of the things that we should be. It really is something that we as humans should be ashamed of.
Yeah,
and I've been ashamed of it for many, many years.
But you still watch it. Go to the games. Exciting. All right, keep going.
You know, I, oh, I wish I were perfect. At number nine, we have the Wells Fargo scandal, and we have the NCAA NC sanctions.
Do you realize what that Wells Fargo thing is all? Do you realize how deeply that reaches into the entire banking community? This is something that Wells Fargo caught their people doing, but apparently this kind of stuff is another reason to hate the banks, because they all do it. They take one account from somebody and they double it up in order to get their bonuses. It's pretty outrageous when you see exactly what they did. My God, how did it take them this long to catch it?
Doesn't it make you uncomfortable knowing that this institution that we grew up thinking was always out to be just and pure and honest and trustworthy, you know, one of the pillars of society, the banks of America,
yeah.
When I go into the bank, you know, I always feel I'm about to be hit by 15 different deals. Hey, have you tried this? Hey, we can help you with this. We're selling that.
Yeah, all the tellers now are they're salespeople. They want to get you into a room and sell you this product and that product. Good Lord.
As a matter of fact, wherever you go, you're being sold stuff. Every time you go to a store, do you have our discount card? Do you have this? Do you have that? Would you like
to... Yeah, you want to sign up for our credit card? Yes.
Right. And if you do this, and while you're making a transaction, you're being promoted on something.
Get double miles. Sign up for our credit card today, and you'll get double the miles. Aye.
It's one big upsell. It's one big... we're awash in scams and deals and... You know, the old saying, don't get me started.
All right. So this is good. This is why we do it this way. We've only gotten to number nine. We're already worked up. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with the rest of the list and the people on the list and a review of what talk radio really does to you coming up 28 at the hour.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd, at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Skyball, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. What are people talking about? Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers to offer us an opportunity to renew what we know about the world of news talk radio. Every week at this time, we have a renewal of sorts, and we have, as we often do, gotten into some discussions about the issues. We started number 10 with what's going on in sports talk, and then the Wells Fargo scandal. So we're up to number 8, Michael.
Yeah, in the Philippines, Duterte allegations. That's the whole brouhaha brewing there with their new leader and elimination of anybody having to do anything with drugs. They're just killing them off. At number 7, the IRS commissioner impeachment. There's a big story for you. At number 6, North Korea's nuke test. Number 5, the Syrian conflict and U.S.-Russia tensions. At number four, we have national anthem protests. At number three, we have U.S. refugee policy. And number two, and this has really been the dominant issue, the candidate's health issue, and it's part of number one, the presidential race. Most of the conversation on talk radio this week has really been weighted toward the election. On the people chart, we have at number 10, Rodrigo Duterte from the Philippines, John Koskigan from the IRS at number 9, Kim Jong-un at 8, Colin Kaepernick, the guy who started the whole national anthem protest via football at number 7, number 6, Vladimir Putin. Colin Powell is certainly in the news lately at number 5. Number 4, we have Bill Clinton, number 3, Barack Obama, number 2, Hillary Clinton, and the man who dominates the media, like we haven't seen in our lifetimes, Donald Trump at number one.
Going out with Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Fallon runs his, he says, can I run my hands, my fingers through your hair? And then he does it. The crowd goes wild when you listen to them as he just said, yeah, okay, that's fine, go ahead. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Really,
you can be sure that was planned.
You think?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Nothing happens on the Jimmy Fallon show that's not planned. It's fascinating how the late-night talk shows have gone from the days of Jack Parr when anything could happen and it was completely unscripted to the bits that are prepackaged, rehearsed, polished, and prepared, not only for the show, but for the long tail of the Internet. As a matter of fact, these late-night shows are really just, you know, places that bits are born to be played for years to come on the Internet.
Yeah, that's the way. I mean, look at how you can find Johnny Carson anywhere, and that stuff is really good stuff. Then they overdo it, like the PBS special on Carol Burnett. That's the same stuff over and over and over and over again. It really is. It's tedious. But there's something fresh about, well, you're right. I'm not a fan of Fallon's anyway. I think Fallon is contrived. He's maybe a decent actor, but he's so concerned. They all are. All these guys now that are doing the 11:30 shows on CBS, ABC, they're all contrived.
Well, as I said, we've come full cycle. It's a different type of show. They're very talented guys. I wouldn't say I don't like Jimmy Fallon. I just don't think that Jimmy Fallon is a talk show host in the same context that Jack Parr or Johnny Carson or even David Letterman was. But David Letterman and Johnny Carson David Letterman and Jay Leno. Jay Leno was more contrived than Johnny Carson. And now Fallon is more contrived than Leno. It's become like Saturday Night Live more than it's like the old Tonight Show or the old CBS talk shows. Or the late night shows have changed, and this is a measurable, obvious thing. This is not, you know, this is not even subtle. They've changed, and they reflect the times. They're made for multi-platforms. They're made for rebroadcast on the Internet. As a matter of fact, I'll bet you most people watch these things not at night. They watch them in the daytime, the day after, to see what the bits are. It's all about the bits, not about the monologue anymore, not about the interviews. It's about the bits.
It is about the bits. You're right about that. All right, so that's food for thought. Let me bring you down a road, a discussion that started with me and another person regarding talk radio, news talk radio, and our depressed society. The theory is that the news media, and thus those of us who talk about what's going on in the news, are responsible for the depression that is rampant in America. In a matter of speaking, this person says, or you look at the studies, that we are, along with China and India, the most depressive country. The people who live here are the most depressed, and we have the most depressive disorders of any place on the planet. And a lot of it has to do with all the negativity in the conversation that you hear and or see on the news stations or the news talk stations. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that I think there's a degree of truth to it, but I think that it's deeper than that. I think it's the structure and the systems and the society that creates its own depression. And the news, the media press, if you will, is a reflection of it. I don't think it all comes from hearing bad news. I think that it is the shallowness and the sensationalism and the commerciality and the disingenuousness of the media that plays up the sensational, plays up the negative, and plays up the crazy characters that have taken power in this country. And I think that's part of it. But I don't think you can blame talk radio or blame the media for making people depressed by only having bad news. I think it's all intrinsically tied into each other, and it's a negative loop. It's a negative feedback loop. It plays into itself, and it's very hard to change the cycle. Somebody came along now with happy news, they would seem out of step. They would seem to be hypocritical. So it's a difficult thing to pinpoint what the cause is of this effect, but it all ties in together. And I would think the way to get out of it is to have better journalism, holding candidates' feet to the fire, investigating systems that are not working, let the people know, but also have solutions, have positive stuff mixed in with it, so people get a healthy balance of information as opposed to being awash in negativity. But, hey, a bad economy, having your wealth diminish if you're in the middle class, not being able to trust any institution, we were talking before the banks and all that, that's not the media's fault. This is our society. We seek victory. We don't seek truth. People feel put upon. You're surrounded by scams, coarseness. I think that the problem is a lot deeper than talk radio.
Well, I would agree, whether we contribute or not, we're cheerleaders for the format, and thus it would seem a rather weak argument to present. But we do have a lot of depression in our society, and it was not us, and it isn't really, but it's a symptom. So what do,
really,
we do?
Do you really see us as cheerleaders for the format? I think most of everything that you and I talk about on this program is critical of the format.
Well, but in a sense, where it's the old don't worry about anything except spelling my name right. Talk about us, and then it has value. I think that's sort of our talking and focusing on it gets people curious. And maybe they'll spend a little more time trying to find out a little bit more about some of the people that are on their favorite station, if there are different voices, new voices. Yes, that's what I would.
Well, I talk radio is in need of freshening itself up a bit.
Yes, yeah, that's for sure.
We haven't had any new stars come up in this format in years. There are people doing it. There's a lot of people doing it. But because of the fractured nature of media, it's very hard to get a large audience anymore in any medium. Newspapers can't get big readerships. Magazines are dying on the vine. Television is in terrible shape. And radio's facing the same problem. The changes that the new media and the new wiring of the human nervous system have put upon us is making it very difficult for there to be a mass popular culture where people have more in common than they have differences, and people are isolated from each other. Social media is having an enormous impact on that very process. This is the major thing of our times. Bringing it down to earth a little bit, though, I think at this point, here we are September, we have an election coming up in November. It feels like we've been doing this forever. I think the two candidates that are running for president right now are depressing the hell out of the American people. Mm-hmm. I think the average person is absolutely disgusted with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton,
well,
the Republicans and the Democrats.
I think
it's very frustrating for the average person to put up with all this nonsense.
So the talk radio stations in New England, especially, focusing on the New Hampshire Manchester Union Leader newspaper endorsing Gary Johnson, who's a libertarian, first time they haven't endorsed a Republican for 100 years, and yet Gary Johnson can't seem to get up over the hurdle that the news media has placed. Who says that we have to have 15% of a poll in order to get on? Who made that decision? I want to know more about this guy. And here are the people in the news media that are keeping me. Somebody's made a decision someplace, not my best interest, not your best interest, to not allow this guy, unless he has 15% in a poll, to show up at the presidential debates, which is, you know, the antithesis of what the system is supposed to be all about, isn't it?
Well, yeah, except where do you draw the line as to who gets in the presidential debates? I mean, where do you draw the line?
Whoever wants to run, put them on the stage.
Well, do you know how many hundreds of people are running?
I want to run. Put me on the stage.
Do you think Gary Johnson's the only other candidate running, aside from Trump and Hillary? Come on.
Ms. Stein should be up there,
Have you had Gary Johnson on your show?
He's going to be on next week. Thank you for asking, as a matter of fact.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and I don't do my Mondays for Friday program. It was not a public. If Hillary was available or if Trump was available, I have him on. Yeah, because it's a national discussion. Would I normally have a politician on? No. Let's pause for a moment. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where Talkers Television, Talkers Radio is, and the Up Close and Far Out.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
In every state, drivers with medical issues can get handicapped signs to display on their car windshields. They are cut in the shape of a hanger, so they can be attached to the rearview mirror. But if you hang one in your car, you could get a ticket. Just as you can for hanging an air freshener, a parking permit, or a pair of foam rubber dice. Illinois police pulled over 38,000 drivers in 1 year for hanging something on their mirrors, even signs issued by the state. Instead of looking at what's on the mirror, they should look through the lens of liberty and ask if the Constitution gives the government any authority to determine whether you can have an air freshener in your car.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen. One of the things Michael does, and you see it highlighted in Talkers.com, is his Up Close and Far Out podcast. And the reason I'm highlighting, some weeks we talk about it, some weeks we don't, but he's interviewed this week Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Down a Palisades Park. Okay, so what was that all about down memory lane?
Talk about variety, huh? Media freak, you know. I love media, and I like talking about the pop culture as well as, you know, politics, and we cover it all. And how could I resist? I ran into this guy who was a pop idol when we were kids. He's a bit older than us, and you know, he was a grown man and we were still teenagers, and he was making these hits, and he's still out there, and he's still doing oldie shows. It's fascinating to me. So it's just a fun walk down memory lane this week.
Why not? Check it out, Up Close and Far Out, and also the list of all the hot hits, the stories, the people making it in conversation this week on your favorite News Talk radio station. Hopefully the one you're listening to this program on is that favorite station. It's 10 minutes before the hour on the countdown.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's move along with a message from the people that are most informed about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I guess I'm included in that list, but I bring on not me, but a focus on the legal aspects from the top stories of the week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the editor of several books on how to protect yourself. He's a great lawyer, has a website called Scamicide.com, where you can update yourself on the practical side of protecting yourself. Man, everybody's getting hacked. What was it this week? It was a hack of a hacker. Hackers got hacked.
Well, you know what's funny about that, Doug, is that they've done studies about these hackers, and they use the same stupid password that the rest of us do. They're no more careful than we are. So there's always somebody that's out to get them, too.
And that's the thing. All right, so let's get to a couple of the legal issues here. First of all, the number three item on the countdown this week has to do with a focus on our refugee policy. President said he wants to bring in another 25,000, and most people say, wait a minute, we don't even want the ones here who are here. How dare you, or what's the legal, how can he legally say, just dismiss everybody's concerns there? Okay, another 25,000, come on in.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you and I agree a great extent on the fact that the law is the law and it should be followed. But the fear over immigration has been falling since 2005. More Mexicans, if we build a wall, it's going to stop the Mexicans from leaving because they've been, since between 2009 and 2014, there's been a net outflow of 140,000. The statistics are showing they don't commit crime. And then you have the fact that for the Syrian refugees and others, there's about 20 steps that take about 2 years to get people in. The vetting process is not bad. But that being said, it is a matter of, you know, this is something that should be done through Congress. And this has been a big issue in this presidency about executive orders and the extending of that authority. This president has done it more than others, although I'm not going to fault him entirely on this because you've got a Congress that is the ultimate of do-nothing Congresses. So it would be nice if Congress would step up to the plate. It'd also be nice if the media would report this a little better as far as how the immigration policy in this country works, particularly the vetting policy.
Yeah, you said something about immigrants and crime and stuff. I don't know about numbers, but when there is a commission of a crime by an illegal, it is a Lollapalooza. I think I saw something last week about some guy been deported 10 times for raping 10 women, and he got back in and raped another one. You know, that kind of stuff that gets the headlines, and they deserve to get the headlines because
absolutely
the system is not working to protect Americans, which is what we need.
We need a consistent policy, and when it's established as the law, follow the law. I mean, if you don't like the law, change the law. We can do that.
Yep. All right, next item is the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service being impeached. People say, wait a minute, why do we have to impeach him? That's for the president. Why don't you just throw him out? If we don't like him, then fire him. Well, apparently, the people in the administration have looked at each other and said, well, do we want to fire this guy? No, he's doing a great job. Okay, so the Republicans don't like him, and the IRS has put their foot in bad places here.
Yeah.
So how do we get rid of somebody by impeaching him that isn't the president?
Well, you know, it's fascinating because this guy, John Koskinen, was actually brought in to clean up the situation.
Yeah. Right.
And to give the devil his due, and I criticize the IRS a great deal, including, get this, you know, identity theft is a real problem, and particularly at the IRS. Well, there are some illegal aliens who will steal a Social Security number not to steal from the person, but to be able to get a job. Now, the IRS over the past few years has found a million people doing this, and they never notified the victims of this kind of identity theft. So
right.
There was a recent investigation. The IRS said, yeah, we're going to start doing this in 2017. And the question is, well, why weren't you doing it before now? But as far as Koskinen goes, the Congress does have the ability to impeach people, and they've done it with judges. They could impeach him. There were some Tea Party people that wanted to kind of short circuit the process, and they wanted to go right to a hearing rather than having it in committee. So they kind of resolved this by having Koskinen, who's going to go testify and before a House Judiciary Committee, and that'll be possible. Part of what can be.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.